Hey, it's Dan Bovin. Welcome to another snack-sized edition of How Success Happens. Every week, we're giving you a quick hit of inspo to fire you up for the weekend or whenever you're listening to this. Look, I'm not here to tell you how to live your life. So, as you may be able to detect from my voice, I'm in the midst of spring allergy season. So I thought, what better time to talk about the subject of today's show, Martha Stewart. A few weeks ago, I got to meet the diva of domesticity herself at the New York Botanical Gardens in the Bronx. Now, I am not exactly a gardening pro. If you read my Substack, this should be fun. The last time I tried to plant something in my backyard, I wound up digging up a den of bunnies. And insanity did indeed ensue. I wound up having to build a makeshift bunny hutch. My dog tried to eat them, but in the end, it all turned out okay. But it was quite traumatic while it was happening, and I'm glad it's over. Anyway, so if you've never been to the Botanical Gardens in the Bronx, it is amazing. It's 250 acres of every tree, plant, and flower you can imagine, including Martha Roses, a hybrid tea rose named after, that's right, Martha Stewart. It's beautiful. It's all very un-the Bronx-like. At this event, we ate and drank while flipping through the pages of Martha Stewart's Gardening Handbook, which is her latest addition to a crazy big bibliography of over 100 books that she's written at this point. Okay, so now when I said that I met Martha, I kind of exaggerated a little bit. So what happened was, as I stuffed my face with these insanely delicious Ragout flatbread, by the way, Ragout means ricotta in Italian-American. Anyway, as I'm stuffing my face with these things, she walked by in farmer overalls. And I said, "Hey, Martha." And she turned her head and nodded back at me, I think. And that was basically it. But that counts as meeting her, right? To be fair, she was crazy busy at that moment. She was actually on her way to the day's main event, which was a live taping of her iHeartRadio show, The Martha Stewart Podcast, that me and everyone else who was here was going to go sit in and listen. So for this episode, Martha, who is the Chief Gardening Officer of Miracle-Gro, is going to interview a celebrity who admittedly knew nothing about gardening. And that celebrity is actress Jameela Jamil, who many of you probably know from her role as Tahani on The Good Place, which was an insanely funny, great show. Martha and Jamila's conversation was ridiculously funny and also revealing. Martha doesn't beat around the bush. She was delivering one-liners, zingers, some mild insults here and there. It was really amazing to watch someone who has been through the fire in life and clearly doesn't give a flying fig pudding anymore. Okay, so let's get to the meat of this snack and hear from Martha herself. Here's a clip where, after she had just given the caretaker of her property, who was sitting in the audience, tons of crap for the state of the roses at her home, she explained how she spent hours pruning them and was all bruised up and blah, blah, blah. She was complaining, but she was also talking about the meditative and physical health benefits of getting down in the dirt. So let's take a listen.
Gardening is great.
Yes.
Exercise.
Yeah.
I garden a lot. Mm-hmm. And when I was doing those roses the other day, I was out there for 4 hours. Every single muscle in my body ached. Mm-hmm. And all my arms were bleeding and my legs were bleeding.
Sounds amazing.
It's probably good for you. It's probably great for you. One of my passions, and you would see it if you come and visit my farm, is planting trees. Mm. And I like to plant trees from scratch. I get rooted cuttings, little things. Maybe they're this tall or this tall, and they have roots on them. And there are many different kinds of trees. And I think the man who comes and takes care of certain aspects of the trees said, I've planted, the last count was about 16,000 trees. So that's a lot.
Gosh,
so I identify with trees, and I have my favorite tree and one I identify most with, and we put it on my org chart when we first established my company. I am the beech tree, the mother of all trees. What would you identify with?
Sorry?
What kind of tree would you want to be if you were a tree?
I think a palm tree, just completely useless.
Oh, they're not useless.
Well,
palm
they're not,
oil.
They're not great for shade.
Coconuts.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
true.
Hearts of palm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're very, very voluptuous
okay.
tree.
No, you're right. I misjudged it, but voluptuous.
No, they're. I think palm trees are beautiful. I have lots of palm trees.
Okay, fair enough. I take it back. I'm very sorry to all palm trees.
So that begs the question, what kind of tree would you be? Our How Success Happens producer, Emily, says she'd be a magnolia tree and explained, because I provide nothing of use and drop leaves everywhere. I probably would be the oak tree in my backyard, which had a huge limb fall off of it that landed on my neighbor's roof. So yeah, me and that tree, probably better to stay the hell away from. Okay, one more clip. This one is from Jamila, who really broke down why Martha means so much to so many people and has made such an impact on the world. All comes down to audacity.
I carry the audacity of a straight white man within me, and I go for things that I'm unprepared for, underqualified for, and I think, why not me? And it's not a mentality that I decry in straight white men. I think we need to adopt more of it. And I think one of the reasons that I said yes in under 15 seconds to getting to meet you today, even though I know nothing about gardening, I was like, I'll learn how to garden, okay? Is because your audacity, amongst the many other things about you, is the reason
thank
you're
you.
One of my heroes.
Thank you, thank you.
Okay, that's it. Snack's over. And now if I can say I met Martha Stewart, you can too, because, man, that's how success happens. You can hear Martha and Jamila's entire conversation by checking out the Martha Stewart podcast. Trust me, it is worth a listen. And hey, do you have a comment, a success tip, or a question for one of our guests? Send it in to our bright and shiny new email address, howsuccesshappens@entrepreneur.com. You send it in, I will read it on the air. And that's the Dan Bova promise.